get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo!
Alright, right off the bat, I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up.
Podcast 112.
Hey, stop talking. Stop talking. No more. Okay?
Hey.
I'm gonna be setting my jets all over the fucking town. All over town.
What?
I'm setting my jets.
Setting your jets?
I'm gonna set them. And just as fair warning, because we're gonna have to get ahead of the comic game, we're gonna have to get ahead of it.
What are you talking about?
We're gonna have to get ahead of the game before I set some jets.
You speak in riddles.
Maybe I do, but it doesn't change the facts of the matter.
Oh, so my internet's kind of shitty today, so I wouldn't expect this to be a great podcast.
Okay. Can we expect it to be a short podcast?
I think that would be a good policy.
So at some point, either this weekend or next weekend, we're going to have to like get two podcasts ahead. Comics.
Are we? Well, we're already that far.
Yeah, ahead of that. Further ahead.
That's fucking crazy. Why?
I'm going to Spain.
Why are you going to Spain?
Why indeed? Why indeed?
Yes.
Flying there. That's why.
Is it like for your job or is it for a vacation?
No, I'm just gonna chill. You know how I do.
No, I don't. I haven't known you to take trips to Europe to chill. That's not something you do.
What about that one time?
No.
Anyway, yeah, it's for work, so I'm gonna be there for 4 days. So we're gonna have to get ahead of the game, the comic game, and also.
Oh wait, can you hear me?
I might have to post some comics.
No.
Up on the Weird site. Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Hi. Yep. Hey.
I
hear what I said?
You said we're gonna have to post some comics up on the Word site.
You're gonna have to.
You can't. Oh shit! I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. You're gonna have to have a little tutorial. I'm gonna have to walk you through that.
You don't want to go on a little hiatus while you go to Spain?
I don't really see a reason that you can't be drawing comics because I'm in Spain. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
So how are we supposed to get several comics ahead? I don't understand.
Well, we'll have to maybe within the next week record two extra podcasts or record double podcasts.
When are you going?
I'm going on the 1st of August. Hello? Hello?
Oh, that's
hello?
Like 2 weeks away. Yeah?
Yeah, we have to get two. We have to
hello?
Fit. Stop! Stop being
hello?
Delayed in time. You asshole. Oh, God. This is awful.
I could try and fix my internet.
Yeah,
but
do
I've
that.
Been doing that.
Please. Did you do it before we started? Did you?
All right.
Did you?
Fine.
You asshole.
What?
You back in time, bitch.
Did I do what?
Why are you so far back in time?
What? Huh?
God, I hate you so much.
What? Why are you so frontwards in time?
I said that like 10 seconds ago.
Frontwards?
Jesus.
All right, I'm going to fix it. Hello?
Yeah, so it's probably good that your internet shut because I had not been recording.
Oh.
So that's good.
Well,
good.
I mean, I was still recording, so I guess you'll have shitty audio on your side of the podcast for the beginning of it.
Yeah, and you probably won't be able to hear half of what I say.
That's all right.
Which, by the way, was Comic Gold.
Yeah, so I fixed my internet.
So anyways, you're going to have to post comics while I'm in Spanish.
How hard is that to do?
It's ridiculously hard.
Oh.
Ridiculously hard.
There's a lot of pressure on me. I don't know how...
It's a 7-hour process.
I feel like I should take a class on, like, web design or something. So I know
how to post a blogger post.
I know how to do, like, basic, yeah.
It's not that hard. There's just a lot of steps, and you have to try and not fuck them up. Because if you do, then I'll stomp on your butts.
Okay.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Are you just going to, like, write them down so I know what to do?
No, I'll probably tell you them, and you can write them down if you don't think that you have the capacity in your brain.
Oh.
Yeah?
I mean, I feel like there's a good chance I'll fuck up when I write them down, but...
Well, don't fuck up.
Alright.
And there's a good chance that you'll fuck up reading.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. See, it took you just a long time to analyze my sentence just now.
Yeah. No, it's a real issue.
Quite a long time.
Mm.
So I think we should just write a comic and be done with it. Because, you know, we gotta get ahead of the game.
What if we write two comics?
You want to write two comics?
Yeah, not really. That sounds like it'll take a really long time.
I mean, I'll lay them on you.
I mean, I get the feeling that, like, tomorrow I'm going to be really busy because this Spelunky comic's going to take a while. And...
Really? I did most of the work for you.
I mean, I still have to, like, compose it and, like, figure out stuff and...
I thought the Mario cape would make it more mystical. So I just put that in.
Okay.
It's like floating down with a cape.
Eh. Oh. But like, he would be, see... Alright, yeah, that's fine.
It's good. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah? Dipshit?
Oh, well, I also have like a paper due... The day at, I think on Friday or Thursday, so I have to do that as well. So, It's a final draft, but my teacher was like, well, this is a little weak, so I'm going to have to rewrite most of it.
So, I'm thinking that, as relevant as that is...
Hyper-relevant.
I think that if we can get ahead of the game, and then maybe when I get back from Spain, and I have some compensation time... Maybe I can try and get the new website. Maybe make it.
Yeah, so the best time for me, I mean, I guess if that's a good time for you, then we'll do it then, but the best time for me is like the middle of August. Because that's after my second class ends. I have a three...
Well, I don't need you.
Well, if you need art assets and stuff, I would like to help with that stuff.
Yeah. But I'm hoping to make it intelligently so I can plug something in that you make.
Like, I would probably tell our listeners we're planning on making a new website.
Well, I don't know. Maybe don't. Just
if we're talking about it.
Don't get your hopes up.
Well, okay. We might be making a new website.
Let's say a new... I like the phrase word site because it brings to mind a site with words on it.
But it doesn't bring to mind a site with comics on it.
Yeah, but it could be just a word site, and it's implied.
Let's bypass that whole situation. We're just going to call it a website, because that's what it is. And we think we might want to make one of those, because we want to look professional.
Yeah, I've...
We are professionals.
I was on this word site the other day. It was called books.com.
Yeah, how's that?
I'm going to look at that, actually.
I'm sure it's a site.
It's Barnes & Noble. God damn it. They're fuckers.
Fucking course it is.
I think they own books.
They own
you motherfuckers.
What? They are books.com. That's who they are.
Those motherfuckers. Anywho, we can write a comic.
Yeah.
Ain't no law against that last time I checked.
Nope.
Perfectly legal. Perfectly within my rights.
Perfectly... Why do people always fucking message me on Skype when I'm doing the goddamn podcast?
I mean, you have friends on Skype? Who do you Skype with?
like Henry and Mark, they keep like they always message me when I'm recording. It's annoying.
Why are you Skyping with them?
It makes a little boop noise whenever they.
Why are you Skyping with your friends? That's weird.
They're my friends.
You Skype with them?
Yeah, man.
Skyping is for lovers and for creative endeavors.
Well, I've only Skyped with Mark once.
Are you his lover or his creative partner?
Maybe a little bit of both.
What about the other one?
Yeah, maybe lover.
Maybe lover. Mm.
Listen, I spread it around.
It's a good answer.
I spread it. I keep it at it's a thin layer, but it covers all.
Yeah, you know.
That's how my love works.
You're not selfish. You don't keep it. You don't keep it between you and one person.
Yeah. Me and Juan?
One butt.
Oh, I thought you meant my lover, Juan.
Yeah, well.
The pool boy.
One of many. One of many.
Okay. let's move on.
One of many. I like that. That's good.
What kind of comic you got?
What kind of comic? I'll tell you the exact comic, buddy. How you like that? How you like them apples, you fuckface?
You're fucking crazy. Oh, Jesus. I'm so scared right now. I'm so scared. Please help me.
I'm going to lay this on you, and then you're going
to
draw it.
If you're listening to this, I'm already dead. Please help. Find my body.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
Wait, you want someone to find your body, and that's going to help you somehow?
Well, maybe they'll make it into a fucking robot tank. I don't know. Shut up.
You say to me, this is me and you. We got me, we got you, we got a comic, we got a panel. All right? You with me so far?
Yes.
Two brothers.
It's pretty boring so far.
Two brothers, conversationally engaged. No, not quite. I'm looking for something. It could be funny where I'm looking for it, but...
Are you looking for your beard again?
Am I? No. You ask me, hey, you looking for something? And I say, a tiny piece of sweet and sour chicken flew off somewhere. I applied an inappropriate amount of force due to a miscalculation of its mass and relative penetrability. And then you're kind of like thinking, and you say, that is rife for double entendre. Let me think for a second. Panel two. Oh, it's on your head, by the way. The chicken, I mean. And then I'm looking up, and I'm like, ah, so it is.
Wait, so can you see the chicken in panel one on your head?
No, I didn't think about that part. maybe my head's cropped up. Maybe I'm looking up high.
What?
Maybe I'm looking up high, like up on top of something, and you can't see the top of my head. Yeah? Yeah?
What?
Yeah, I'm looking up high somewhere.
What does that mean? Why would that make your head, the top of your head, invisible?
Because my head is off the panel.
Or I could cover the top of your head with a word bubble.
Yeah, either way. But we'll talk about the fine details later. Here comes the punchline.
All right.
Where much time has passed, and maybe we're like old men in like rocking chairs on a front porch or something. And I'm saying, and that's why they call me Old Chicken Head. And you say, I've got it. Due to a miscalculation of relative penetrability, I applied an inappropriate amount of force to a vagina.
That's pretty
cool. So you're thinking of like what the double entendre could be for like 50 years.
Yeah, yeah, I get the joke. But
see that?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Not bad, eh?
It's not bad. It's not. It's not amazing.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
I'm gonna be honest.
This is not a comic I would look at and like. I would necessarily laugh.
Well,
but I would
belabored the delivery.
It's belabored the way you did deliver it. That's true.
I think that,
but
it's funny.
Even if it wasn't, it's one of those comics where like you appreciate the joke, but you don't laugh.
I think you do laugh.
All right, well, we'll find out.
I think you laugh. I think you're listening to that.
Hey, take it easy. I'm willing to like this is another comic where it breaks out of the formula that we usually do. I mean, I guess there's not a usual formula.
Yeah.
But this is, like, pretty unusual. So,
I mean,
definitely we should be old men in panel 3.
The reason I like it is that there's kind of two, like, simultaneous.
Yeah, there's two.
It's like two parallel.
Do you still have chicken on your head when you're an old man?
I could. Not against it.
I think that's funnier.
So it's like two parallel full joke structures. Like two jokes get set up and then two jokes get punched. And I think that the fact that there's another punch waiting after the first kind of smaller punch makes it more punch. More punch for your money. I'd also like to add that this is based on a true story.
You got chicken on your head?
No, not that part. But I did the first part, where I applied an inappropriate amount of force due to
the... See, that's the part where you kind of lose me a little bit. I don't understand how you applied force to a piece of chicken and it flew off.
It was very light, hence the mass, and it was not relatively penetrable. It was hard, hence the... that. And then,
oh, so you like tried to stab with your fork?
And it was like a right? little, it was like a little,
it's like a bullet.
Hard, it was like a little hard balloon. So like just flew off, just flew away.
It was like on your plate, and then you tried to eat it, and it just flew.
Well, it was in the sweet and sour chicken. It was in the container.
Oh, okay.
The plastic bit. So,
is that?
I don't know if you think we need to illustrate that more.
I don't know how we possibly could without it just being really boring. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be mine. Just have to leave it.
I don't know if we need to elaborate too much on
the specifics of the chicken vis-a-vis the flying off somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, yeah, I don't know. It is a true story. I was looking for it for so long, for an embarrassing amount of time, because I didn't want a little piece of chicken like just sitting in my room somewhere rotting. I didn't even think there was chicken in there. I think it might have been just like a fried piece of air. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Because, I mean, I obviously didn't eat it. When I found it, I found it like on my desk.
Didn't dissect it for science?
I don't think it was. You don't know how hard and light it was. I think if I dissected it, I would have been right back in the same situation.
It would have been like splitting the atom.
I would have taken the scalpel and I would have brought it down and it would have flown off somewhere. I would have been the same fucking fiasco.
That's just because you're not a professional.
No, I'm telling you that you can't.
Real scientists are able to dissect hard things.
You can't apply. You couldn't. This piece of fried thing, chicken or air.
It defied physics.
I'm not saying it defied physics. I'm saying that when it was when you applied an implement of some kind to it, it had a tendency to disappear and go away. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you. I got
so,
you.
So, I think that. I wrote a comic, and I think you should be happy with that.
I feel like that I'm too smart in this comic, and that
I'm well within my right to have written this comic.
Right. I don't think that in this comic I'm smart enough to say that it's Rife. I think I would just say, like...
I like Rife.
I mean, I know you like it.
Rife.
But that's your language.
I like Rife.
I get that. I get it. But I think I would say, like... There's a double entendre in there somewhere. For some reason, the tone of that is like...
I think it's okay. I think it's going to be okay.
You always say that, but you never have a good way of defending...
But I think that maybe you like saying things are rife. And that's what
you stress. Think I like it?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe you do.
I just... I think... God damn.
You're not... Listen, everything... Our characters never have a consistent level of intelligence.
That's true, and maybe that's something I'd like to strive for.
I don't think that is something you want to strive for. I think that leads to our comic being a drama.
But
I don't have a consistent level of intelligence in my life.
Well, it's not so much that your intelligence itself is consistent. That's not what I'm worried about. It's more...
But it doesn't always seem that.
It's more personality and diction, and this is not...
Yeah, so you maybe you know some words, but you're having a very hard time constructing this shit. Like you see something, but you just can't make sense out of it, and you're struggling with the concepts. But maybe rife was your word of the day. You know?
Maybe.
Maybe it was. Maybe you subscribed to dictionary.com word of the day in your Google reader, and rife came up, and then you saw it. Maybe you're waiting for an opportunity to use it. You don't know.
Maybe the alt text should be about how I'm subscribed to dictionary's word of the day. And I just found out what rife meant.
I don't know about that. You have to keep in mind that people are reading the alt text after they finish the third panel, so it's usually not best not to completely try and confuse them. But, you know.
Two different. This is not a comic to be worrying about confusing people. This is a somewhat confusing comic.
I think it's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's a little bit confusing. This is not gonna be one of our more mainstream strips. This is gonna be one of our more niche.
Maybe.
You know.
You never know.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'd be surprised. I think that I also kind of imagine like maybe there's like small children gathered around us. That's who I'm talking to. Like I'm talking to kids, and that kind of makes it funnier that you just say the word vagina.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm not married to that part.
I think it's a little weird.
Yeah, too weird.
Yeah. Also, Merkworks kind of did that already.
Did they?
Yeah. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's where he subconsciously stole it from again.
Did I? Because no. Because
remember when it's the one with the giant bird, and he says it shows him later, and he's like, "I didn't hit on any of those women because I cut my dick off." Metaphor. And he's talking to a bunch of little kids. It's basically the same joke. I don't want to steal from Dave.
I feel like I easily could have
stolen that.
could be. But I
mean,
also,
having, showing an old man speaking to little kids is like a trope.
Yeah.
But having them say something really inappropriate in front of kids, that's like, you did that.
Yeah, but I think I like may easily have thought of this idea before he did that comic.
Doesn't matter. That's not what history will tell.
Okay, well, I just don't know who we're talking to then.
I think it's fine if we're just old men, like just the two of us.
And I'm just saying that's why they call me Old Chicken Head and no one's there?
I think we're both in, like, rocking chairs, and we're just next to each other.
But doesn't it seem weird that I would be talking when the only person there, aside from me, knows why I'm called Chicken Head?
I mean, you're a crazy old man at this point.
So,
you don't really need to be justified.
I feel like I need to not be looking at you, or I need to be looking away from you, then.
I think we could be on, like, a porch, and, like, we're both looking out. If you really want to put little kids in there, fine. But I'm just saying, Dave might have some words with us afterwards.
Well, I'm just saying that Dave doesn't own children. As a concept.
He doesn't have a copyright on children.
I don't think he owns children the normal way of saying it either.
I'm more okay with stealing this because this is not, having kids around is not super specific as an idea. So.
I mean, we could be talking to like robots.
No.
That's robots.
You always say things, and it makes me question your sanity as a writer.
Well, it should make you question my
sanity.
No, but it should make you question whether I actually am a writer.
Yes, that's a big issue. It's whether or not you're a writer, or whether or not you just have like a writing board and you throw things at it, and you see what it's just like random combinations and permutations of ridiculous ideas.
I think the fact that I have a writing board kind of makes me a writer.
Just, no, because the board is the writer.
Well, intrinsically,
you're just like a monkey throwing darts.
It's a writer apostrophe S board. I'm the writer.
Let's call it a writer board, because it is the writer.
Well, then maybe call it a board writer. In that case.
Boy, a comic in that idea, too.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Kidding. That's a good alt text. You're having one of those days, huh?
Yep. So you like kids?
I love them.
You want to do kids in there?
Okay.
Couple kids?
I don't know. Maybe. Yes?
Sure.
Alright. I guess they're, like, sitting in front of us, so you can't really, like, see their faces.
I think I'm talking to the kids, and you're just, like, exclaiming. Like, you've pointed your finger up, and you're, like, just exclaiming. Not to the children, though. It's just, like, you're having a eureka moment after like, 70 years.
Yeah. They're kids. Kids. I guess I'll have, like, two or three little kids.
Sure.
Three is the magic number, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You could have two and just, like, a knee.
What?
It's like a knee in there. Like a knee poking in.
That's really good artistic composition. Just having the knee of someone in a panel. That's fucking brilliant.
It's avant-garde. Don't you understand that?
That's what I did in my painting class. I just drew... I framed it so that the canvas was... the figure was not actually on the canvas, except for their knee. And my teacher was blown away.
Blown away? They said,
by the atrociousness of
they
it.
Said you're, no, they said you're centuries ahead of your time, I bet. They said they won't develop this technique until 20 million years.
And they'll call, someday they'll call me an old master.
And then just before that, they'll call you a young master.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay.
So where am I looking? Where am I looking? Where am I looking for the chicken?
What?
Where am I looking for my chicken?
For
that chicken shit.
Be like looking on top of the fridge. Or like...
Yeah?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
This is a great podcast.
Yeah.
Stop laughing like a fucking goof ass.
The woo.
I don't know. Where? Do you have any idea?
Woo zoo.
I don't think it should be that ridiculous. I think otherwise, I think if it is, it'll just be too distracting.
If you look in my wallet.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah, sure is.
It's completely contrived.
You know what isn't contrived? What if I'm looking? There's like a chicken there, and I'm looking under its wing.
No. Absolutely not.
What if there's a rooster?
That's so stupid.
What if there's a rooster?
That's so dumb. You're awful.
Same idea, but with a rooster.
Worst. You're the worst person I've ever met.
What if it's the same idea, but with a rooster?
What if it's the same idea, except not that idea at all? And a different idea.
What if it's like a cow, and I'm looking inside its mouth?
How about we don't put any animals in this comic? Can we do that? For one fucking comic, can we not have animals?
What if I'm looking inside the ear of a cow?
What if you're looking up Satan's asshole? I don't know. What's it? It could be anything.
If I say yes,
the idea is not to make it fucking retarded.
If I say yes, you have to draw that. Yes.
Up Satan's asshole?
Yeah, you have to draw that. In vivid detail.
I mean, I can only imagine what it looks like in there.
We have a record of you agreeing to do that. You suggested it.
It's facetiously agreeing, which is the same as disagreeing.
I'm sorry, but we have the record, so you're fucked.
The record? It takes 2 pills today or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, let's do it. Comic time.
We haven't decided anything. We didn't decide.
Where am I looking? Maybe I'm looking on the internet.
No.
Maybe I'm looking in a chicken factory.
You have to be looking somewhere where it actually makes sense to look.
Chicken factory?
Or else the joke is fucking stupid.
Inside of a Chinese person's wok?
No, not in a... First of all, what do you mean inside a wok?
Inside a wok? Do you not know what a wok is?
I know what a wok is, but you don't really put things inside of a wok. It's not like a closed container.
You don't put something in a wok?
You put it in a wok, you don't put it inside a wok.
What's the difference between in and inside?
They're totally different.
Name a context in which they're different.
Okay, you put something inside a container.
Right, or in a container.
In a wok. A wok is not a container. It's like a wok.
Yeah, but you could put something inside it if you have a lid.
Ugh, God.
You asshole.
Okay, fine.
You dumb shit.
Pretty sure woks usually don't have lids.
Yeah, you didn't even think about a lid.
Woks don't have lids, do they?
Yeah, unless they do.
Alright, I'm gonna take a picture of a wok.
Wok lid.
There's a fucking lid on this wok. Yeah, look, woks are totally not made to have lids.
Lid for a wok. Lid for a wok. 14 inches. Dome lid, 18 gauge.
Yeah, I guess if you're fucking Hitler, you might put a lid on a wok.
Yeah, well, you know what? It doesn't preclude... I didn't say, let's have a Chinese man who's not Hitler with chicken inside his wok. I never said he wasn't Hitler. Did I?
Fair enough. Fine. You win. We're not putting... Stop saying stupid shit. just stop it.
You don't like that if there's a Chinese man and I was opening the lid to his wok?
It's so complicated. That's the stupidest. This joke is going to be so much better if it actually makes sense.
If you're
not doing something ridiculous, this is going to be better. This is what I'm saying.
Listen. I'm not going to say I don't know that to be true. But all I'm saying is that if you were as much of a visionary as I would be now, then we could be great.
No.
Comic makers.
If I let you go with all your fucking crazy bullshit ideas, nobody would ever read the comic.
I think that if we had a picture of me looking... I'm going to save this for another time. I think that if we're looking inside of a Chinese man's wok while he's just kind of standing there, that's fantastic.
But the thing is, you don't really look inside it. You would just be looking at it because
You had to lift up the lid and kind of peek under.
But we don't want to have a wok with a lid. That's lame.
Well, maybe you say something about it being Hitler, and I say I never said it wasn't a Chinese Hitler.
Let's put that idea in the far back burner. Okay, we're not going to go for that one unless it's literally the last idea we have in our document.
The day will come.
Doubt it.
And your anniversary. Look forward to it.
Hey, and don't stop writing on purpose so that we do this idea, because I'll know.
Will I or won't I? Maybe.
I didn't ask if you were going to. Fucking piece of shit. Terrible. The worst person. This is like something that should not take very long. We always get stuck on the little bullshit, like
where
you're looking for a piece of chicken.
I ain't stuck, dog.
What are you writing?
I'm writing this idea down.
I'll write it later.
I can't. I'm going to forget.
Shit. It's not even worth recording. It's the stupidest fucking idea. This podcast is proof of your illegitimacy as a writer.
It's also proof of my legitimacy as a will-o'-the-wisp.
No, that doesn't even... What?
I go where my pen goes. I follow where my muse takes me.
Who's your muse?
Comic time.
Okay.
So I think that's good. I think we made a lot of progress.
I think I need to hire a new brother.
Yeah. You want to split up?
Yeah.
My comic will be called Jake Brophy.
Good. So what do you think about the top of the fridge?
Top of the fridge?
The fridge.
What if I'm looking...
The top of the... Like, it's not just that, like, that's a place where it might actually go, but, like, top of the fridges are gross, because they got, like, dust, like, all over shit.
Is there something under... Is there something up there that maybe I'm... That is either gross or that I'm, like, lifting up to look under? Like, lifting up a cereal box or something?
Maybe it's, like, you can't really tell where you're looking, and, like, it's framed so that it looks like you're reaching in towards the camera, like the camera's in a shelf, and like, so it's like a kind of a close-up on your face, and then I'm in the background looking at what you're doing.
Well, I feel like I don't want to be looking in a shelf, because then that's, I mean, that's getting back to the being a silly place, because it wouldn't go inside a closed place.
Well, not necessarily a shelf, but like it could be just, like the perspective could be from wherever you're looking in. So like, if it's on the top of the fridge, the camera would just be on top of the fridge.
You can draw a convincing fridge. Well, then it might be hard
to tell. It's impossible to tell.
Might be hard not to get the top of my head.
That's true.
Balls.
I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Boo.
Do you have any other ideas?
I could be reaching into down into the food disposal, the garbage disposal in the sink.
No, it's too hard to express.
Yeah, I guess it's also kind of cliche.
Yeah.
I could be looking in like the top of a chandelier, like a chandelier with like light bulb covers that are like cups, because maybe like I think the chicken like went up and landed in a cup, so I could be like sitting on a stepladder and looking in the chandelier.
No.
I'm serious about that.
Yeah, I'm not.
That might be good.
Why would we have a chandelier?
I have a chandelier.
Fuck your chandelier.
What?
Fuck it. Fuck that.
I
want something that's, like, more commonplace. That's, like, too, like, specific.
I'm not talking about, like, a fucking diamond-studded one. I'm saying, like, a candelabra that comes from the ceiling and has light bulbs.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Says Sorry. You. Says you.
God damn it.
What if I'm looking... We did Devil's Butthole. You didn't like that.
I mean, there's going to be opportunities for us to use the Devil's Butthole again. I just don't think this is the right time.
Okay. Should I write Devil's Butthole on the docket?
Well, no, it's always...
Is it ever present in your mind?
Yeah, it's just there.
Okay.
My mind is the Devil's Butthole.
Good. Excellent. I could be looking on the internet.
You said that already.
I was hoping you wouldn't remember. Hey.
I got elephant memory, man.
Elephantitis.
No. God, no.
I could have opened up an Oreo and I'm looking inside the Oreo.
Come on.
Looking. I could be looking under a couch cushion. Pretty normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
But that seems to be what you want.
I was thinking you could be looking under, like, a table, and the way you're looking under it, it's like you can't see the top of your head. And that way, like, I could be standing next to the table that you're looking under, so that you can see me.
And you can see the chicken, but we can't see the chicken. And we can't
I can see, yeah, I can see it, but you can't see it because the table's blocking it from our view.
Can we see the reflection of the chicken in your eye? Is that something we want to explore?
No.
Or yes. Gross.
So you make me do.
You know what? Sometimes this is interesting. This is intrinsically interesting as an incident. I would say. Indubitably. Sometimes when I'm recording the podcast, one of us will burp, and I have, like, an existential crisis over whether I should leave it in or not. Because, like...
Real.
What?
It's raw. You should leave it in.
Well, because sometimes it cracks me up, but I can't tell if I'm cracking up because it would be a terrible thing to leave in the podcast, or because it's fucking comic gold.
I don't know,
It's one or the other.
Burps are good. I personally think farts are still in probably the best form of comedy.
Well.
Ever.
I don't know about that.
And not, it's, the thing about farts is that they're not
Could you not say the F word on the podcast, please?
Farts?
Don't say that.
I'll call them funks. The thing about funks is that they're usually, like, never funny when they put them in movies or shows, because it's always like that stock fart sound.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know the one. Don't do it. I know the one.
I can't do it. I'm not a fucking sound machine. But
don't try and splice it in.
The thing that is special about funks to me is that when somebody funks in real life, it's always hilarious because they always sound different. And, like, something about it being a real noise makes it funnier. Like, when you're seeing it on a screen in a show, it's never as good because, like, it's so fabricated. But when it happens in reality, it's awesome.
And it's like, there's always like a fat dude shrugging.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's like, come on.
Come on.
Or it's like the girl character clearly did it, but she's like, oh, come on, do it, guys.
Well, let's not go there, but listen, I can't say I agree with you on this whole, the matter of the funkitude.
That's my biggest problem with comics as a medium, is that they can never fully express the awesomeness of funks.
Anyway, I'm just saying I've had personal difficulties with the trying to come down on the right side of the law. You know, I think I have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, you do.
It's very touchy.
You can't be broad brush.
It's a really touchy subject, and I think that people, they get touched by it.
Touched by an angel.
I think that's fair to say. You know?
Yeah.
Am I looking in the couch? Is that what we're doing?
Table.
Table? You like table?
Table's the best way to frame it. It would be like a small table, like a kind of table you put a lamp on.
Am I looking up at the bottom of the table?
No.
Okay.
I might not even frame it so you can see the ground. It might just be like, you know, like it's implied where you're looking.
Can you make it a nice fucking table for once?
What do you mean, for once?
I don't know, for once. This time.
You don't like my tables?
Well, they're pretty shitty.
Oh, jeez.
Last time you drew a table, it was like a chair. It was like two chairs taped together.
I don't think that's true.
It was like a cardboard tent taped to a MagnaWave.
I think we're done. We're going this way.
You don't want to know what a MagnaWave is?
No.
It's a magnet microwave. It's a microwave that you... It's a magnetized, so you can put it to the front of your fridge. How's that sound? I should probably run to the patent office before I put out this podcast.
Yeah, you gotta do that, and I'll do anything else.
Anything?
Anything else.
Is your mind gonna be free?
What?
Will your mind be free as you do these things that are any?
I don't understand.
I want to know if you're gonna be liberated. By freedom.
Sure. Sure, I'll be liberated.
By freedom or otherwise?
No, I'm gonna be liberated due to being dominated by a dominatrix.
It's not a bad way to go.
Sexually liberating.
Sexually. You gonna make it sexual?
Sexual.
Sexual?
Yeah.
That sounds like, I don't want to say it. Never mind.
I don't even know.
Time to go.
All right. Peace, bitches.
Goodbye.